The Senate Appropriations Committee has about 65 bills on its Thursday schedule. Some of those bills passed easily, like Senate Bill 1036 by Senator Nancy Dietert, a Republican from Venice. Dietert says the measure will extend foster care from age 18 to age 21.
We talked a lot about business and insurance and everything else, but this bill changes lives. It extends foster care from age 18 to age 21. With practically no new money. It's miraculous.
Dietert says she's excited about the measure, calling it the biggest foster care reform the state's brought forward in about a decade. But Dietert's right, a lot of the discussion in the Thursday committee revolved around insurance, like a bill brought forward during the committee by Senator Joe Negron, a Republican from Palm City. Negron's bill would decrease the annual cost to register a car by $12 per year. And in exchange, it gets rid of a tax credit that insurance companies can take against their premium tax liability for 15% of the salaries they pay their Florida employees. The $12 registration decrease rolls back about 55% of an increase lawmakers put in place to fill a budget gap back in 2009. Negron says it's a simple move that'll help Floridians.
The legislature and Congress both have a habit of increasing fees and costs and other things during difficult times, but then when times get better, they never go off the books. You know, they just keep adding them on and they start building up. So that was really my goal, was to say, I don't quibble with the addition of those charges during that time I wasn't here, but times were tough. But times are getting better. We do have a surplus in our budget. We are going to be able to have significant reserves in this budget.
But insurance companies are raising concerns about the increased cost they could face under the bill. Florida Blue, one of the largest insurers in the state, says it expects the measure could cost it about $32.5 million. And Senator Garrett Richter, a Republican from Naples, says it's important to remember that insurance companies are businesses, too.
Well, we had people testifying, with people referring to them as the insurance companies up here, would say a word synonymous with insurance company is we had employers up here advocating to retain this incentive. It's my opinion that if this state is going to be business friendly, that's determined more by our actions and not by our sound bites and speeches.
Richter says getting rid of a tax incentive insurance companies say is important creates an environment in Florida that's less business friendly. But Senator John Thrasher, a Republican from St. Augustine, says he doesn't think it's a legitimate concern that the bill would lead to insurance companies leaving the state of Florida.
I will continue to do everything I can to have a viable insurance industry in the state of Florida. I know Senator Negron will also. And I don't really think that's really what this is about as much as it's about public policy, making a choice. Can we do something for the citizens of the state of Florida who have suffered in a downturn economic time?
The measure passed through the committee, the only Senate committee it's scheduled to be heard in this session. And while there's no House version of the bill, it has a chance of moving forward, since Senate President Don Gates threw his weight behind the measure Thursday when he released a statement saying he thinks the bill is important because it will, in his words, keep money in the pockets of our hardworking taxpayers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.